That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, not satisfied with breaking up all loafing in Pine Ridge and running Kitty, the lady barber, out of town, the alderwomen next passed a curfew law. The curfew law provided that no man could go out after 8 o'clock at night unless accompanied by his wife. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, if you've escaped a cold so far this season, you're lucky. But when you catch cold during the changeable weather ahead, your first thought should be the Alka-Seltzer Cold Comfort Treatment. See how easy it is to follow and how effective it can be. Now, here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, avoid exposure, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat, which so often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. So make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get a large package from your drugstore. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. And then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's sound advice to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find that it's early evening and several of the men folks are just leaving Squire Skim's house.
Well, good night, Ulysses. Good night, Grandpa.
Yeah, good night, Squire. Come on, Abner. I'll walk part of the way home with you.
Yeah, all right, Grandpa. Well, that's a good meeting, Squire.
Recollect now, fellas. Don't let any of the women folks know we held this meeting tonight.
No, we won't.
Yeah, better come along, Ulysses.
Okay, okay.
All of us better go on home, too, before that dadgum curfew rings.
Yeah.
It wouldn't do for none of us to get caught and have to tell where we've been. Hey, Mousy, you forgot your hat.
Oh, I didn't wear one, Lum. See, Gussie keeps it locked up, so I'll have to ask her for it. That's how she knows when I'm going out.
Oh, I see. Well, you better get home before she finds out you've gone, then. Well, so long, Squire.
Lum, have you got just a minute? There's something I'd like to discuss with you.
Yeah, sure. Well, you fellas go ahead. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good night, Abner.
Hey, so long, Mom. Good night, Squire. Hurry up, Grandpa.
I'm coming.
Well, good night, man.
No, Abner, I just...
Close the door, Mom. There seems to be a cool wind blowing tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, what was you want to discuss, Squire?
Well, Lum, I just felt that I should build up your morale a little bit. I couldn't help but notice how disappointed you seemed to be during the meeting. Apparently, Lum, you were quite discouraged.
Well, wasn't you?
Why, no.
I sure thought sure that when you get that many fellas together for a discussion, you'd get at least one good suggest, but not one of them had a idea good enough to use.
Well, Lum, no, I hardly expected anything to come from the first meeting, though. But the point is this, Lum. We've got ourselves organized now. We've banded together to fight against this domineering woman's government of ours. And that's the important thing right now.
Well, yeah, but we ain't actually doing nothing. Well, women are. Every day they pass some new law that makes it harder for us men folks to have any rights at all.
Yeah, Lum, these things take time. You see, the women have the upper hand now. They're in office. They have all the instruments of government in their hands. While we men folks, we have to devise a new type of attack, Lum.
We sure never got very far devising it tonight, I'll say that.
Now, there you go, being discouraged again. Lum, you have to admit we found out one thing tonight, and that is that we are solidly united to a man. We know now that there's no spy among us anyway.
No. Now we know how them women found out we was planning to have a meeting last night. Mamie tipped them off.
Oh, yes, yes. She was the informant. There's no doubt about that. And so long as Mamie is the telephone operator and can listen to all of our conversations, I think we had best abandon the telephone as a means of communication from here on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, we'll cut that out.
Wish we'd have thought of that at the meeting tonight. Ought to have rung that up and warned all the fellas about it.
Yes, you're right, now. We should warn them about that. Great Scott, there's a clock right now, Lum. Hey, that's a curfew ring.
Oh, my goodness. Here I am, blocks away from my home.
By George, I'm sorry we talked so long, Lum. I didn't realize what time it was getting to be.
Well, what am I going to do? If they catch me, they'll have me thrown in jail, as sure as the world.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. I believe, though, you can get home all right, Lum. Make a run for it. It's dark out tonight.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I can do. Well, I'll see you tomorrow sometime.
Yes, if you get caught, Lum, be sure and don't mention where you've been tonight, either.
Don't worry. They won't get nothing out of me. Fact is, they'll never catch me.
No, well, that's just... Wait just a minute. There's my phone. I'll see you tomorrow. Good luck, Lum.
Yeah, thanks, Squire.
Hello? Kemp's residence. Oh, what is it, Cora? No, I'm here alone. What visitor? I think you must be mistaken, Cora. I've been here by myself all evening. It's just reading Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire here. Well, I don't know how you could have gotten an idea like that, Cora. Why, no. How's that, Cora? I didn't hear anyone. Well, it must be the radio you heard. I've got it turned on, too. A program called Hey Meyer. Very interesting.
Hang up, Squire. I've got to talk to you.
I'll see you when you get home, Cora. Have a good time for meeting. Yes. Goodbye. Hello. What's the trouble, Lum?
Granny, Squire, don't look like I can get home after all.
Huh?
Every which way you turn, the streets are full of women.
You mean they're out patrolling?
Looks like it. They ain't fooling about that curfew.
Well, they're certainly a suspicious lot. That was my wife just now on the phone. Called up, said she's trying to find out if I had a bunch of men over here this evening.
I reckon how she found that out.
I don't think she knew it to be a fact, Lum. I think they just suspected something and were trying to get some information. But I put her off the track all right.
Yeah, but what about me? How am I going to get home? I can't stay here all night.
No.
Your woman comes home and finds me, she'll have me arrested for being out after the curfew.
Yes, that would never do. That'd get us all in trouble, sure.
But how am I going to get home?
Well, let's see. You've got to go right across the main street, too, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a fine town we're living in. The only way you can get out after dark is to be a woman.
Yeah, it's a bad situation, Lum. But wait a minute. I believe that's it.
Huh?
Let me look at you, Lum. Turn around a little.
What's the matter with you?
No, just turn around now. Yes, sir. I believe Cora's clothes will fit you all right. Might be a little short, is all.
Cora's clothes?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting I dress up like a woman?
Well, can you think of a better way to get home? You don't want to get arrested, do you, Lum?
Well, no, of course not.
You're one of the leaders of our organization. We can't afford to have you in jail. We need you, Lum.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Man of my type.
Yeah, come on now. We'll just see what we can do. Follow me right in here, Lum.
I surely hate to get caught rigged up that way.
Well, with women's clothes on, nobody will ever notice you at all, Lum. Walk home just as smart as you please. Let me see here. I know she had so many clothes in there. Hey, how's this little number here strike you fancy, Lum?
I don't know nothing about women's clothes. Anything you think look good on me be all right. Folks tell me that green's my color, though.
Maybe it'd be better if you'd wear something dark. If your mother Hubbard wouldn't look too good on you, yeah.
No.
Here's one here that seems to be a little longer than the others. Slip that on, Lum. Let's take a look at that.
Anybody ever finds out about this, I'll die.
They won't. Don't worry now. See, you should have a hat to go with that. Let me look here and see what the cord about the way.
Will you hook me up in the back there, Squire?
Yes, sure. Turn around, Lum. Hold still. I believe you're a little thinner than Cora. Maybe I better get you a belt for this dress, too, Lum.
I feel silly, Squire.
Lum, it's better to feel a little silly tonight than to be in jail tomorrow. You better roll your pants legs up there, too, Lum.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Let me see. Here's a little bonnet here. Look at that. Try this on, Lum. It's pretty good size. It'll hide more of your face. Got a veil with it, too. Try this one time.
Yeah, that veil will be handy.
Yes.
Can't see through it, Lum.
Said on your head, Lum. Right up there.
How's that?
And all right, on the veil goes in front. It turns around a little more, Lum. Stand out in the wind there if you get to... You've got it right flat on top of your head, Lum. Pull it down on one side. What, Lum, one side down and the other side up over your eyes. Now, that looks better.
How does it look now?
I don't know. Seems to be a little something wrong there yet.
Want me to tip the hat some more?
No. Don't tip it anymore. Oh, I see. Yes, of course. It's that mustache of yours. I knew something didn't look right.
Forgot about that.
You never do unless you want to go as a bearded lady.
What am I going to do?
There's only one thing to do, and that's shave off that mustache, Lum.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Squire. I believe I'd rather go to jail than do that.
What about the organization, Lum? Oh, you want to ruin all the plans we've got? Give away our secrets?
Well, no.
Lum, I don't think this is asking too much of you.
Well, where's the razor, Squire? Get it out. Get... Granny's what a man has to go through nowadays.
If you want a sight, Lon, look like a gifting girl.
Well, don't laugh, Squire. You don't know how much that mustache meant to me.
Hey, by George, I certainly never would know you that. Now, just tie that veil around. Let me take a look at you there. Why, I can't even see your face at all, Lon.
Sure.
You know, you look like an aunt of mine over in Oklahoma, sure as
well. Well, I don't see nothing so dadly funny about that. I'm going to get out of here and get home so as I can get out of this.
Yes, that's the thing to do, Lon.
Oh, my goodness, who's that?
Oh, I don't know. You better get out in the kitchen there quick, Lon. Oh.
Mr. Finn, good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Quincy.
I hope you'll pardon my busting in here, but... Oh, excuse me. I don't believe I've had the pleasure of your acquaintance, Sam.
This is an aunt of mine from Oklahoma, Aunt Clara. Bless her heart.
Oh, how do you
do? Aunt Clara's having a little throat trouble, Miss Quincy. Laryngitis, I believe.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Skin, but I'll be frank with you. I fully expected to find a gang of men over here.
How could you ever have gotten an idea like that, my dear Mrs. Quincy?
Well, I see I'm wrong, lucky for you.
Yes.
By the way, Aunt Clara, I see you have your hat on.
Yes, you wear it now, all the time.
Yes. I suppose you were on your way to meeting to see Mrs. Skin. Come along, I'll take you over there.
Just a minute. I don't believe Aunt Clara feels up to it.
Nonsense. Come along, Aunt Clara. You'll enjoy meeting the other women. Come on.
Just a minute, Mrs. Quincy, now.
Come along, dear. Good night, Mrs. Skin. Sorry to have bothered.
Good night, Mrs. Quincy. Good night.
Poor Love. The last place in the world he wanted to go was a meeting of the town's officers. And that's just where he's headed. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, have you ever had one of those long, sleepless nights which seem to stretch into eternity? You can't sleep, you just toss and turn all night. Well, when you experience one of those nights, try Miles Nervine. You see, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild, but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may occasionally keep you awake. Try it, too, when you're jittery and cranky from the lack of sleep. Miles Nervine has been making good in thousands of American homes for almost three quarters of a century. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is a quality product made by the well-known Miles Laboratories. You never will know how much Miles Nervine can do to help you relax until you try it for yourself. It's really wonderful to enjoy sound, dreamless sleep. Remember, your druggist has Nervine. Nervine. Miles Nervine.